वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 48 टेक्स 27 टू 30 टेक्स 27 दिष्ट्या जनार्दन भवान इह नः प्रतीतो योगेश्वरैरपि दुरापगति सुरेशे छिन्द्याशुनः सुतकलत्र धनाप्तगेहा देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम् दिष्ट्या जनार्दन भवान इह नः प्रतीतो योगेश्वरैरपि दुरापगति सुरेशे छिन्द्याशुनः सुतकलत्र धनाप्तगेहा देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम् दिष्ट्या जनार्दन भवनिह नः प्रतीतो योगेश्वरैरपि दुरापगति सुरेशैः चिन्द्याशुनः सुतकुलत्र ज्ञातगेतगेह देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम् दिष्ट्या जनार्दन भवनिह न प्रतीतो योगेश्वरैरपि दुरापगति सुरेशे छिन्द्याशुनः सुतकलत्र घनाप्तगेहा देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम् दिष्ट्या जनार्दन भवनिह न प्रतीतो योगेश्वरैरपि दुरापगति सुरेशे सुतकुलत्र धनाप्तगेह देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम् दिष्ट्या जनार्दन भवानि अपनीतो योगेश्वरे अशुधनापत्तादिसद्वेषे चिन्द्याशुनः सुतकलत्र घनाप्तगेहो देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम्
मतजे
दिष्ट्या जनार्दन नहन निहना प्रतीतो योगेश्वरैरपि दुरापगति सुरेशे चिन्द्याशुनः सुतकलत्र धनाप्तगेहा देहादिमोहरशनां भवदीयमायाम्
वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग दिष्ट्या बाय फॉर्च्यून जनार्दन ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭವಾನ್ ಯು ಇಹ ಹಿಯ ನಹ ಬಾಯಸ್ ಪ್ರತೀತಃ ಪರ್ಸೀವೇಬಲ್ ಯೋಗೀಶ್ವರೇಹಿ ಬೈ ದ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಯೋಗ ಅಪಿ ಈವನ್ ದುರಾಪಗತಿ ಎ ಗೋಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಅಚೀವ್ ಸುರೇಶೈ ಬೈ ದ ರೂಲರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಚಿಂದಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಕಟ್ ಆಶು ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ನಹ ಅವರ್ ಸುತ ಫಾರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಕಲತ್ರ ವೈಫ್ ಧನ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಆಪ್ತ ವರ್ದಿ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಗೇಹ ಹೋಮ್ ದೇಹ ಬಾಡಿ ಆದಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಆನ್ ಮೋಹ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಲ್ಯೂಜನ್ ರಶನಾಂ ದ ರೋಪ್ಸ್ ಭವದೀಯ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಮಾಯಾಂ ಇಲ್ಯೂಸರಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೈ ಅವರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್ ಜನಾರ್ದನ್ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನೌ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಅಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಚೀವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ಕಟ್ ದಿ ರೋಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಲ್ಯೂಸರಿ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ವೈಫ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲೂಯೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಲ್ ಸಚ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಇಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಇಲ್ಯೂಸರಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 3 ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಚಿತಾ ಸಂಸುತಶ್ಚ ಭಕ್ತೇನ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹರಿಹಿ ಅಕ್ರೂರಂ ಸಸ್ಮಿತಂ ಪ್ರಾಹ ಗೀರ್ಭಿ ಸಮ್ಮೋಹನೀವ ಸುಶುಕ್ತೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್ ದಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹರಿ ಸ್ಮೈಲಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಅಕ್ರೂರ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಚಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ ತ್ವಂ ನೋ ಗುರುಃ ಪಿತೃವ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಶ್ಲಾಘ್ಯೋ ಬಂಧುಶ್ಚ ನಿತ್ಯದಾ ವಯಂ ತು ರಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಃ ಪೋಷ್ಯಾಶ್ಚ ಅನುಕಂಪಾ ಪ್ರಜಾಹಿ ವಃ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಪೆಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅಂಕಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ವರ್ದಿ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಸಸ್ಟೇನೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 30 ಭವದ್ವಿಧಾ ಮಹಾಭಾಗಾ ನಿಷೇವ್ಯಾ ಅರ್ಹ ಸತ್ತಮಃ ತ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮೈ ನೃಭಿರ್ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ದೇವಾಃ ಸ್ವಾರ್ಥನ ಸಾಧವಃ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪೇಬಲ್ ಅಥಾರಿಟೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ದ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ but saintly devotees never are. Whereas demigods may award material benefit, saintly devotees of the Lord have the power to award the real perfection of life, Krishna consciousness. Thus Lord Krishna reinforces the respectful mood he has adopted here toward his uncle Akrura. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ ಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರ ಜಾತಂ ಸಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ
राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो हरे कृष्ण एट द वेरी आउटसेट आई वुड लाइक टू क्रेव दि ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवास हियर फॉर सिटिंग हियर इन द ऑडियंस रोहिणी कुमार प्रभु देन His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu and all other Vaishnavas, so that I can speak a few words on this, these verses. So, now this chapter is entitled, Krishna Pleases His Devotees. Now, the goal of human life and goal of all our endeavors is to please Krishna. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Whereas here the chapter is entitled Krishna Pleases His Devotees. Yes, Krishna does please His devotees. He is pleased when the human beings, you know, who are born in this material world surrender to Him and take up the process of Krishna consciousness. He is certainly pleased then. And the devotees are pleased when Krishna fulfills their desires, whether they are material or spiritual desires. So in this chapter, as this chapter unfolds, we hear about how the desires of devotees are fulfilled by the Supreme Lord Krishna. So, in the purport to the verse, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tateva bhajamyaham, Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization. And thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have Him. One devotee may want Krishna as the Supreme Master, another as his personal friend, and another as his son, and still another as his lover. Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for Him. So the Lord rewards everyone. So anyone who strives for perfection, the Lord rewards him with perfection if his efforts are in the right direction, if he is on the right path. So we find in this chapter that how did Trivakra, how did she please Krishna? She was not learned in the Bhagavatam or any of the Shastras or anything like that. So, she pleased Krishna simply by offering fragrant chandan paste to him. Very spontaneously she offered it to him. It was not that she had premeditated it. When she saw the Lord, she was attracted to his beauty and then she thought she must offer the chandan paste to him. And this chandan paste was actually earmarked for Kamsa, the tyrant Kamsa. And without worrying about what the consequences of her action would be, she straightaway offered this paste to Krishna. And there, by this single action, she pleased Krishna very much. And she also invited Krishna to her home, and which Krishna accepted the invitation. But he said, not now, later on. I have some jobs on hand. For example, killing Krishna. So I have some jobs on hand. Let me finish all those things and then I will come to your home. And Krishna did fulfill his promise. And he went to her house and he reciprocated with her and he basically allowed her to serve him. So this way she did fulfill his promise to Trivakra. Now, visiting a crow's house, which is what the content of this chapter is all about, was the next priority of Krishna. In fact, for this we have to go to some 7 chapters earlier, 41st chapter in fact. So, we read in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that Akrura had gone to Vrindavan and he brought Krishna and Balaram in his chariot to Mathura. So he actually, as soon as they got down from the chariot, it was but natural on the part of Akrura to invite Krishna Balaram to his home. That's what we do. If we accompany somebody and we go near our house, we say, come, have some refreshments, have some prasad. It's very natural. So Akrura very spontaneously invited Krishna home. And what were the words? He did it with great humility. In a very prayerful way, he invited Krishna to his house. What does he say? Agaccha yama gehannaha sanathan kuru adhokshaja saha agrajaha sa gopalehi surudbhihicha suruttama. He says, come, let us go. Let us go to my house with your elder brother, the cowherd man, and your companions. O best of friends, he says, suruttama, O best of friends, O transcendental Lord, in this way please grace my house with its master. So here, Akrura is saying that, Krishna, you are the master of those. It is so called my house, it's not really mine, it is yours. So please, make it sanatha. Let the house get its master. So you please visit the house. So very prayerfully, very beautifully is forwarding his request to Krishna to come to his house. Then he says, Punihi pada rajasa gruhan naha grahamedina. Says, I am a grahamedi, an ordinary householder, used to making all the ritual sacrifices and all the things. I am not a big devotee, I am just a grahamedi. But please, if you grace my house and if the dust of your lotus feet touches the house, punihi, it will get purified, the house will get purified. So, though I am a grahamedi, then I will be blessed to live in that house, which will be purified by the dust of your lotus feet. Then he says that, by bathing your feet, the exalted Bali Maharaj, he attained not only glorious fame and power, Aishwaryam Atulam Lebhe Gatim Cha Ekantinam Tuya. He says that he also attained the final destination, just by the power of the water that touched your lotus feet. So these are the sentiments of Akrura. And then he says, the water of the river Ganges has purified the three worlds, having become transcendental by bathing your feet. He says, Lord Shiva has accepted that water on his head, and by that water's grace, the sons of Sagar attained heaven. And then he says, Deva Deva Jagannatha Punya Shravana Kirtana Yadu Uttama Shloka Narayana Namostute. O Lord of the Lords, Master of the Universe, O you whose glories it is most pious to hear and to chant, O best of the Yadus, O you whose fame is recounted in excellent poetry, O Supreme Lord Narayan, I offer you my obeisances. So this way, Akrura prays to Krishna and virtually, begs of him, to visit his house. And then how does the Lord respond? Krishna responds to that request. He says, Ayase bhavatogeham aham arya samanvitaha yadu chakra druham hatva vitarishye surat priyam. He says, Akrura, I will most certainly come to your house with my elder brother. But first I must satisfy my friends and well-wishers, that is all the yadus. How? By killing the enemy of Yadu clan. Yadu chakra druham. By killing Kausa, I will be able to satisfy all these members of the Yadu dynasty. Then I will come to your house. And Krishna kept that promise as well. So after completing all his responsibilities towards all the people who were sent by Kausa to kill him, and then finally killing Kausa himself, Krishna satisfied all the requirements that were necessary. And after having visited Trivakra's house, then Krishna comes to the house of Akrura with Balram and Uddhav. Now, how did Akrura honor them when they came? We must have read in the previous verses. Akrura honored them, honored the three of them by bowing down and offering them appropriate asanas. And then he worshipped Balram and Krishna, did Pada Puja and poured the water from the foot wash on his own head. So, Akrura then worshipped Krishna Balaram with beautiful prayers which have been read out in the previous verses up to 27. And in this verse, Dishtya Janardana Bhavan Iha Na Pratito. He says, it is by our great fortune, Janardan, that you are now visible to us, for even the masters of yoga and foremost demigods can achieve this goal only with great difficulty. Krishna is not easily perceived by even stalwarts. But he says, but we are very fortunate that we can see you, your transcendental form. So very, very fortunate. And then what is he requesting? He's begging of him. He's saying that please, please quickly cut the ropes of our illusory attachment for children, wife, wealth, influential friends, home and body. All such attachment is simply the effect of your illusory material energy. We find a similar thing being said by Lord Rishabhadev. He says, Punsastriya mitu nibhavametam tayor mito rudaya gantir mahuhu ato gruhakshetra sutapta vittay janasya mohoyam aham ameti. There also Rishabhadev is saying that the attraction between the male and the female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception which ties together the hearts of the male and the female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. In the pages of Science of Self-Realization, Srila Prabhupada touches upon this aspect. He says that these are the things which anchor one to material existence. The boat of human life, Rudeha Madhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karanadharam. This boat of human body is actually meant for, you know, higher things, higher realms. But why doesn't the boat take off in the ocean of material existence? It doesn't take off, Prabhupada says, because of these anchors, because of which the boat doesn't move. Unless the anchor is removed, the boat doesn't move. So here, the boat doesn't move at all. And he says that, therefore, even the advice of Rishabhadeva is that all these anchors, we should be free from these anchors. Then our boat of human life can go towards its destination, which is to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. So similarly here, Akrura is making this request. This is probably the last prayer in the series of prayers earlier sung, in which he is making this request. That he says that all such attachment is simply the effect of your illusory material energy. Rishabhadev calls it janasya mohoyam maham ayam, what is that? Aham mameti. It's the same thing, illusory energy. So he says that because of that there is this attachment, and because of that we are not able to make spiritual progress. This way he prays. Then in the text 28, he says, Sukhdev Goswami continued, thus worshipped and fully glorified by his devotees, the Supreme Lord Hari smilingly addressed Akrura, completely charming him with his words. Akruram sasmitam graha give bhi sammohaniva. So Krishna is capable of using most beautiful words to convince people. It is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion that he is really capable of, you know, influencing almost everybody. He was capable of, you know, influencing his elder brother. Whenever he took on the threshold of taking wrong decisions, he could use sweet words or convincing words. So Krishna is capable of that. So he said that here, Akruram sasmitam praha girbhi sammohayaniva. So Krishna actually reciprocated with Akrura by smiling with a beautiful smile, he smiled, and then he completely enchanted him with his words, which charmed the heart of Akrura. So easily won over. So not only is Krishna beautiful, but the way he speaks, the way he conducts himself, the way he shows courtesy, the way he follows etiquette, everything about him is beautiful. Everything is about him. So in text 29, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Lord said, "You are our spiritual master, paternal uncle, praiseworthy friend, and we are like your sons, always dependent on your protection, sustenance and compassion." Now, Krishna is saying these words to Akrura, who is his devotee. So actually Krishna is going a step further. He is showing the courtesy that is due to an elder. He is showing that courtesy to him. He is showing his respect for couple, because giving respect to others is one of the integral parts of human society. If you don't respect one another, if the culture of respect is missing, that society very easily degrades. So here Krishna is demonstrating how to show respect to elders. That is also mentioned in the purport. The Lord Krishna reinforces the respectful mood he has adopted here towards his uncle Akrura. So he is saying to Akrura that you are our spiritual master. Now he is Jagat Guru, he is Adi Guru Krishna. But he is saying that you are our spiritual master, you are our paternal uncle and a praiseworthy friend. Not just a friend, praiseworthy friend. And we are like your sons. Krishna is Aham Bija Prada Pita. But he is saying here, we are like your sons. And always dependent. Dependent on what? Protection, sustenance and compassion. So, when somebody says, you know, that please give me shelter, I can't take one step further without your support, with your protection, then that person is very pleased. So here, Krishna is not just saying it for the sake of saying. He is showing how we should respect our elders. So that culture of respect is being very beautifully exhibited in this particular verse. And then we come to text 30, in which he says, "Exalted souls like you are the true subjects of service and the most worshipable authorities for those who desire the highest good in life. Demigods are generally concerned with their own interests, but saintly devotees never are." We will discuss this in a little bit more. Bhavadvidha Mahabhaga. Now, we find virtually the same type of words being used by Yudhishthir Maharaj in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 13th chapter. When Vidura did not participate in the Mahabharata war. So he was on a yatra. He achieved so many things. But when he eventually came back to Hastinapur. Why did he come back? To enjoy the fruits of the victory of Yudhishthir Maharaj, whom he had supported all through? No. He came there with the single pointed agenda. The agenda was that he wanted to wean away Dhritarashtra from his tendency to enjoy. Dhritarashtra was representing Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam. You know, he was enjoying the nitty-gritties of, you know, the kingdom, which Yudhishthira Maharaj was treating Dhritarashtra with great respect and with great love and is looking after him very, very nicely. And despite the loss of all his sons, still Dhritarashtra became attached to the luxuries and the comforts that he was getting. Courtesy, Yudhishthira Maharaj, courtesy the Pandavas. And actually Vidura wanted to wean him away from this. Therefore, he came there. And when he comes there, how he was received, what type of courtesy was shown, that is also written by Prabhupada in some detail in the first canto. In that, one of the verses says, Bhavatvida Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadabhruta. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Why? Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Bhavadvidha. Here also the word used is Bhavadvidha Mahabhaga. So there the word used is Bhavadvidha Bhagavataha. So this way Krishna is showing the utmost respect and courtesy to Akrura by saying that everything that we have now is due to your own goodness, the goodness of your heart. And you are the object of service and most worshipable authority. He is telling Akrura that you are the most worshipable authority. So you deserve to be worshipped. If you had asked the gopis, their opinion may have been slightly different. But here he said that you are worshipable, worshipable authority. And who desires the highest good in life? So this way, he is being glorified by Krishna in so many beautiful words. Now, the devotees, especially pure devotees of the Lord, are glorified by all Vaishnava Acharyas. For example, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Tumara Rudaye Sada Govinda Vishram Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Paran. Says that even Narottam Das Thakur says that Tumara Rudaye, he tells a Vaishnava Gosai, he tells that in your heart is always the resting place for Govinda. Govinda is always there in your heart. And Lord Govinda, what does he say? He says that Vaishnavas are in my heart. So it is reciprocal. So God always reciprocates with his devotees. So this way, we find that, and another important word that has been used here is that devotees of the Lord have the power to award the real perfection of life. That is Krishna consciousness. Now when we pray to the demigods with some mundane desires, the demigods may perhaps satisfy those desires, but again, human nature being what it is, again you know you'll have more desires. More desires will sprout in your heart, and again you know you'll go to some demigod, you know, asking for things. But if you go to a pure devotee of the Lord, he will never ever encourage this tendency. What would he like to give you? He would like to give you Krishna consciousness. Now this is what pure devotee of the Lord does. This is what Srila Prabhupada did. So he never ever encouraged anyone to run after material benefits. Let material benefits come on their own if they want to. Enjoy them if you can. But he never ever encouraged anyone to run after material benefits. So never approach Krishna with some material desires. That was his constant refrain. That is what he always advised. So here it is mentioned that saintly devotees of the Lord have the power to award the real perfection of life. Very often it is found, and the sentence used here is that demigods are generally concerned with their own interests, but saintly devotees never are. A beautiful devaha swartha na sadavaha, that is the word used. Swartha. Swartha means, you know, self-interest. So demigods also think of self-interest. Whereas a pure devotee never ever thinks of self-interest. So Srila Prabhupada would not, at the age of, you know, 69, 70, he would not have undertaken journey to America if he had thought of self-interest. He could have very easily continued in Vrindavan. He had nice little homely quarters. He was doing his writing, everything he was doing. He could have continued. But from pure devotee's standpoint, it was swartha. It would have been bordering on selfishness. He therefore wanted to preach Krishna consciousness, give Krishna consciousness to people at large, distribute it everywhere. Therefore, without bothering about hazard to his health, he undertook that precarious journey, went to US, and rest is history. So he preached to those, he gave Krishna consciousness to hippies and others and made them happy. So this is the consciousness, or this is the attitude of a pure devotee that is being talked about here, that they like to give real perfection. You know, if you try to please a demigod, he may give you something which is of temporary benefit, but a pure devotee gives you something substantial, which lasts for life, and in fact no further births. That is something which Srila Prabhupada also gave to the devotees. So demigods are generally concerned with their own interests, but saintly devotees never are. We have the classical example, I won't go into the details, of Vrutrasur versus, Indra. Vrutrasur was a pure devotee in the body of a demon, right? And he could not be killed by anyone. Actually, he was such a great demon and such a great devotee as well, that they had, to actually fabricate, Vajra. Dadichi, had to sacrifice his body to be able to give his bones for manufacture of that Vajra, which the primary purpose for designing that weapon was to get rid of Vrutrasur. And when actually, there are so many details which we won't go into details, but when actually the fight between Vrutrasur and Indra took place, what was the consciousness of Indra and what was the consciousness of Vrutrasur? That has to be read to be believed. So you have to read those pages to understand how this Vrutrasur, kept on, telling Indra, kill me. This Vajra, has been given to you for killing me. Kill me. So, he was eager to go back home, back to Godhead. Where Indra, was really in great trouble. On one hand, he is also sort of a devotee of the Lord, but he was in a quandary, he was not knowing what he has to do with himself or what he has to do. Of course, eventually Vrutrasur left his body. So the point here is that Vrutrasur all the time thought of Krishna consciousness, whereas Indra, was thinking of, killing Vrutrasur and going back and regaining his lost throne in the Swargaloka. This way, this is the sort of fundamental difference between the pure devotees of the Lord and demigods. So this has been beautifully explained in these verses. So I have no more realizations to add to this. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments or any question? Prabhuji, you would like to add something?
Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.